So when did you leave that place finally, James? You
I
went and bought a
left
public and
1953. No, sorry, 1955. I got married that year, in 56, January 56. That's when I left.
you bought a pub here
I bought a pub, yeah.
in the village of Glen Village, like
That's
that.
right, yeah. Bought a wee pub there. And did. In those days, pubs weren't great. The wee country pub wouldn't do very much now, you would.
Well, there wasn't a lot of money, like, and people weren't spending their time in pubs,
Not
like.
at all. They had no money to spend in the pub back then, 50 odd years ago.
And why did you go for buying a pub
Well,
like
you
that?
see, I was getting married, and there wasn't a house available anywhere, and it would take too long to build a house. So it was like a house I was looking for, not a pub, really.
So living accommodation in the
Oh, there
same
were, it was a
building.
good house, good living accommodation. So that was it.
So describe to me how it was. Like, did you work in the pub yourself,
Oh,
James?
I did, yeah. Kept it for 9 years. But you would barely make a living in it now. It
Just a
was
few locals coming in, like, your people
few
were.
locals come in at night. It was fairly good in the summertime. You had a lot of turf cutting,
Tourism, yeah, and
and the turf cutters they would nearly all come in because it was the bottom, the pub at the lower end of the town, and there was good parking around it, you know. And any of them that had tractors or cars could get parked, and they always come into it.
then you worked for a while later, was it earlier or later, for in the Rosapenna Hotel,
Oh,
James?
after I sold the pub, yes, I worked there for around 14 years. I was the head barman there.
But that was a busy place then, like.
Oh God, that was a busy hotel, yeah. Very busy. But it only stayed open about six months of the year. Closed down the end of October or around about that time. Then it was closed till Easter.
And would it have a golfing course beside it and
Oh,
that?
great golf. One of the best golf courses in Ireland, sure. A links course, playable the whole year round.
So it certainly attracted a lot of tourism,
Oh,
like.
did you? Oh, there was, it's a famous hotel. Yeah.
But the alcohol wasn't as expensive then, James. Do you remember the price of?
When I went into Glen, a bottle of stout was 8 old pennies. You got three bottles for 2 shillings, for the 2 shillings. And then it went up to 10 pence, 10 old pennies. Half a crown, and you know they stopped drinking for a while, it got too dear.
Because it
They
was
stopped coming
up
in.
to.
That's the
Oh,
truth now.
God.
I sold it for 8 pence for the bottle of stout. I think the bottle of beer was 9 pence. And half a whiskey was about, oh, 1 and 6 or something.
And the woodbines as well, you'd be selling them, would you?
I don't know if I ever sold woodbine now, but a packet of cigarettes was only 1 shilling or 2 shillings. Oh, they were very cheap.
And did you have to bottle that beer, James?
No, I never bought. The bottling days was over when I went into the pub. You
They
bottled
weren't long gone, though,
not
with.
long gone indeed. I
No.
think some of them might have been still bottling. But I bought it up a wholesaler, McDade's or a Melton.
And what would the pub and the house would then have cost at the time, James, when you bought it?
Well, I bought the pub house, shade full of turf, all the furniture, and a wireless, there was no television, for £1,800. 1800.
That was big money, though.
I suppose at the time it was a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to get that, put that together,
Well,
like
I
it.
had the most of it. I borrowed £500 from the bank, like. But I had the most of it. Well, I had to have some money left for stock, buy stock, which indeed it wasn't hard to stock a pub in those days.
No, because they weren't drinking that much.
Well, not even that. You'd be well stocked for £50. Yeah. You'd be very well stocked.
And then you didn't have the drafts, you know, that you have.
There was no draft.
And Murphy's, I never sold, and all this stuff. You didn't have that.
No, there was no draft. I never sold draft.
Just bottles. Guinness and Smithwick's and whatever.
That's right. And there weren't that many beers either. You had just Guinness and Smithwick's.
Yeah, limited like that.
And minerals. And that was about it.
And women,
and whiskey, of course.
Women didn't go into the pub then, James, did they?
They would come into party your house, do you know, maybe the sitting room or. Mm. But they wouldn't go into the bar. But they would come into the sitting room.
Who did you buy the pub off, James, then?
He was a man, the name of Dan Riley. His son was a barber in Letterkenny for years. I don't know, Harry Riley, yeah. Dan Riley was his name, the man I bought the pub from. And he bought it of a man, the name of Dorian, which was the court, district court clerk. And Dorian man always had a great interest in that pub, even long after he left it. And if you were caught by the guards for late night drinking, you would hardly ever get fined in that particular pub, because he was the district court clerk, and was an old judge called Louis Welsh was a judge, and he was more of a playwriter than a judge. He used to write plays. I was caught a few times and it would be always dismissed. Any wee excuse.
Because he was serving people late, the
man that owned the pub previously to me, or before, was the district court clerk. He was on the bench, you see.
So he covered you? Yeah.
He covered me. Not that you would do much late night drinking, because...
Some occasions, yeah.
Maybe some occasions.